First, an apology. If today is the first Sunday you've been in church for many years, and the reason you stopped going to church was because preachers are always talking about money, then you've arrived here on the wrong day. Because today, as I will gladly do once a year, in support of the council and the committees and the staff, the programs and the activity of this church, and the mission and ministry in which we all share, I'm going to talk about money. It is the culmination of our stewardship campaign, and I am glad to do so. I want to tell you a story about a strange fall ritual in my life. Almost always, sometime in the fall, I will run into Bob. Bob is a friend of my brother-in-law, older than me, and for his entire life, I am quite sure, he has been part of a small North End Roman Catholic parish called St. Anthony of Padua. And I saw Bob in October, and the ritual that we have repeated many times before was reenacted. You see, every fall, you cannot find Bob, who is a member of the Knights of Columbus, the men's organization of St. Anthony Parish, without his little sealed plastic bag and a pen inside with his Grey Cup pool tickets. And if we cross paths, then Bob will say, "Hey, Michael, you're going to buy some Grey Cup pool tickets this year?" And it's the kind you don't see very often, but maybe if you go back far enough, you will know the type. You take out the cards and you write in your name and your contact on the stub, and you rip off the ticket, and then you scratch the score you hope the East Side's gonna get, and then you scratch the score you hope the West Side's gonna get, and then you sit on them for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, hoping, against hope, that the worst of all things didn't happen, and you got a ticket in which the East wins. And I said to Bob, as he put the tickets in my hand, "Sure, Bob. Got to make sure I got some cash on me right now. The Knights of Columbus of St. Anthony don't take Visa or MasterCard." I said, "How much are the tickets so I can know how many to buy?" And Bob said to me, "They are still $2. And I thought to myself, "Bob, that parish ain't going anywhere with $2 Grey Cup pool tickets, right?" Now, just in case you're concerned about the gambling addiction of your minister, let me reassure you of two things. The grand prize, if you beat all the odds and your ticket comes up the winner, the grand prize in the Knights of Columbus, St. Anthony of Padua Parish Grey Cup pool is $200. And if I beat the odds and win this year, and I have 3 tickets, I will tithe or give 10% to Charleswood United Church. Yeah. Now, if I win Lotto Max, I can't make the same promise. I hope I do too. Thank you, Teresa. I hope I do too. I love it that Bob sells his tickets for the Knights of Columbus for St. Anthony for $2. And now I'm going to talk about us. Every year there is a statistical yearbook that comes out. Every congregation in the United Church of Canada has to fill out a statistical form once a year and send it in. It gets bound into a book and distributed across the church. One of the columns in the statistical yearbook is the number of households under pastoral care. It is a number that says this many people, if when asked, would say this is their church home. There are 2,834 congregations in the United Church of Canada. We are the fourth largest. Of all of those congregations, there are only three that have more people claiming that this given church is their church home. We're a large place and a large organization, and probably none of us ever planned that we would be, but we are. That is what it is. And our budget is over $500,000. This year it is $539,500. And of that, the overwhelming majority, $465,000, is raised by you and I giving. We don't have a multitude of other revenue streams. We don't have a huge endowment which supports a part of the operation. It is you and I giving in extraordinarily generous ways that allows us to maintain 30,000 square feet of space, 5 acres of land, 10 full and part-time staff people. We're a good-sized organization. One of the churches that is larger than us is First Metropolitan in Victoria. First Metropolitan is a merged church, which means that they have a leg up because they were able to sell one of those merged churches. And downtown real estate in Victoria, I understand, is pretty decent. The largest church, in case you're curious, is Timothy Eaton Memorial United Church in downtown Toronto. It is huge and it is beautiful, and apparently it's overflowing. Now, when I was going to school in Toronto, there was a legend that used to be told about Timothy Eaton Memorial Church. The Eaton family were looking to build a church as a memorial to their founder, Timothy Eaton, of the Eatons family. And coming from England, as Timothy Eaton did, he was understandably an Anglican. And so the Eatons went to the Anglican church and said, "We would like to build a church as a memorial to Timothy Eaton." And the Anglicans, bless their soul, said, "We don't name churches after people who give a lot of money." So the Eatons went to the United Church of Canada and said, "We would like to build a church in memory of Timothy Eaton." And the United Church of Canada said, "How big do you want it to be?" So they have a leg up and an endowment this big. And just for trivia buffs, the third one is Bedford, Nova Scotia. The only United Church in Bedford, Nova Scotia, who is slightly larger than us, and we're going to get them next year. That's a... We ask you to consider what you're going to give to the church. We remind you week after week. We take offerings. We offer par, et cetera, because we're a large organization, and we do it together. It is how Charleswood does it, and we make no apologies for it. We're deeply, deeply thankful for that. But here's the thing. Our theme this year is Charleswood United Church Makes a Difference. And I do want to say, Charleswood United Church does not make a difference because we're large, because we have all of these responsibilities. And that we take to heart what we heard in the gospel lesson that Lori read for us today. And that is that Jesus did talk about money a lot. But he was not down on money. He was concerned about the idolatry of money. The epistle 1 Timothy does not say money is the root of all evil. Timothy says the love of money is the root of all evil. Don't misquote that piece of scripture. And when Jesus is teaching in the Gospel of Luke in the 16th chapter, as we heard today, he has been talking about money, and he has the greatest name for it. He calls it a little thing. He puts the disciples' minds and hearts at rest and says, this is a little thing. If you have been faithful in a little thing, he says after telling a parable about the danger of worshiping money. If you have been faithful in a little thing, then you may also be faithful in a much greater thing. Charleswood United Church makes a difference, not because of the little thing, which we need and we all do together, but because of the greater thing. Charleswood United Church makes a difference to the members of the Community Ventures who gather here Monday to Friday in our lower hall. They are a program administered through the Salvation Army, our partners in this effort, to provide day services for adults with intellectual needs. We make a difference to them. There have been hundreds, if not thousands of people who have been helped at Christmas time by the hamper program that Jenna spoke about at the beginning of the service. 50 more families this year will receive from us something that helps them get through the holidays a little bit easier. We make a difference to them. There have been dozens over the last 30 years or so, 30 or 40 years, dozens of refugees who have found their way to Canada, to a place they had probably never heard of before. And early on, when we were sponsoring refugees as ourselves, and in the last little while when we've been working in partnership with Gloria Day Lutheran and Charleswood Mennonite Church through the CREST program, we have made a difference in the lives of people whose own lives have been turned upside down. We make a difference by being here, by gathering, by being who we are with Winnipeg's inner city ministries, especially in the last few years with St. Matthew's Maryland Community Ministry, who we intentionally chose to become a sustaining partner of. We make a difference to the people who live in that community. We make a difference to those who, when their hearts are broken, have nowhere else to turn and have not been part of a worshiping community. And we say to them, you come into this place and you take up these seats and we will pray with you and we will sing with you and we will serve you coffee and we will serve you tea and we will just offer compassion when you need it. We make a difference in the lives of grieving people. And we all do that, all of these things. We do all of these things together. And that's a greater thing that Jesus speaks about. But I want to suggest to you it's not even the greatest thing. I would suggest to you that it's not the biggest difference that Charleswood makes. But that Charleswood United Church makes a difference in your lives and in mine. By helping us gather together as a community and aiding one another in our search for a deeper and more meaningful understanding of God's love for us. That's the thing at the root of who we are and what we do. That we help one another grow in faith and deepen in love. It was a weird week, because I was asked the same question over half a dozen times this week. I was asked this question in the church. I was asked this question at home. I was asked this question in a basketball gym the other day by a Lutheran and friend, or at least he was a friend. You know what question I got asked this week, half a dozen times? What's with you and the atheist minister? There was a story in the paper last weekend about a settlement between a church in Toronto, United Church in Toronto, and the National Church and its minister who goes by the handle, the atheist minister. And that's fine. They need to do whatever it is they need to do. I need to say to all the people I was talking to this week and to you this morning, there's a community there who is pulling themselves away or distancing themselves from all of the words and all of the phrases and all of the rituals that we have received as an inheritance in our tradition. And that, for my sake anyway, and I hope for yours, as they run away from those words and expressions, I'm running towards them and wanting to wrap my arms around them. Because we live in difficult times. And we need a place where an alternative consciousness is raised. And we need words and traditions and customs that help us live into that alternative consciousness. Because we live in a strange world, and where hate speech is emboldened, we need hope speech to be rehearsed. And where we are experiencing fear of the others, we need to speak to each other about the love of neighbor. And where there are those who say there's never enough, we need to know with all of our hearts that there's always more than enough. And where there is hatred, we need to speak of love. And where there is conflict, we need to speak of peace. And where there is despair, we need to speak of hope. And this is the place where we learn about those things. And this is the place where those words go deep, deep, deep inside of us. And there is a story. There is a story which speaks of all of these things. A story that was, a story that is, and a story that always will be. The story of Christ and His redeeming love. Charleswood United Church has made a difference and does make a difference and will make a difference as long as this is the greatest thing that can be said about us. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks for your generosity and for your grace, how it is you so freely and abundantly provide us with gifts. We ask that we would be worthy of your generosity and that we would seek to duplicate it, we would desire to emulate it, that we would want to copy it in our own small way, in our own small corner of this world that you so love. Let your Spirit flow through and among us, that we might be transformed each and every day more and more into the people that you call us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.